Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
36024.
Yes, sir. Can you give me a brief moment, please?
I'm sorry?
May you give me a brief moment, please, sir?
Oh, yes, yes.
Just a moment. And what was that zip code?
36024.
36024, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a moment. May I have your first and last name, please?
Michael Mays.
Okay, give me just a moment while I locate that, please, sir. For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address for me, Mr. Mays?
1620 Flea Hop Road, Eglectic, Alabama, 36024.
Yes, sir. So I see you ordered a vital for field. How may I assist you? The vital for field is a male enhancement that helps with your sperm or your sex drive.
When give was you, that ordered, ma'am?
You ordered this back here on the 30th of December of last year for $4.95 and
$5.95. Right. All right. Yes. I have no problem with that. But now I'm being hit with a $94.90 charge.
Yes, sir. So what it was, you was on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within the 14th day, they would charge you the full price for that product.
No, ma'am. I didn't authorize that.
Sir, you agreed to the terms and conditions that was on that website?
No, ma'am. I did not say that. But anyway, that's okay. What I'm going to do is tell Discover to cancel that. They'll be calling you.
Yes, sir. I'll be.
Not authorized this. And yes. I'm not going to pay it.
Yes, sir. In order for you to order the product, sir, you have to sign up for the terms and conditions that was on that website. But if you can give me a brief moment, I will help you with that, okay?
Sure.
Just a moment, please.
I've also got, ma'am, the same company, your company, also sent me another bill for $85.90.
Yes, sir, I understand, but when you, yes, sir, I'll help you take care of both of them today.
Oh,
but
okay.
when you placed that order, sir, was you aware of any terms or condition on that page?
I thought it was a special deal just to try. That's the way it was worded. There was nothing said about you would have future charges.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir, I do understand. So let me ask you another question. So when you placed that order, did you remember, was it asking you, are you 18 years or older?
Yes, I'm 18 years and older.
Yes, sir. I know you're 18 years or older. But I'm saying when you ordered it on the website, did you see that?
No, I did not.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment, please.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm sorry, dear, but this has caught me by surprise. Oh, things we get into, right?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. I'm just notating this account, okay?
I'm sorry, do what, ma'am?
I'm still here. I'm just getting this account notated, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, well, when I was noting your account, I also was emailing my supervisor and letting her know that you wasn't aware of the terms and conditions, and you also stated that that you didn't see no terms and conditions. Correct? So what she did allow me to do, since you did agree to them and you probably wasn't aware of them or you didn't see those, or they possibly could have been in fine print, I wasn't sure. Like, one thing I don't do is argue with my customers about what they did and didn't see because I wasn't there. I wasn't a witness, and I cannot vouch for if you've seen them or not.
That's the way it was
going to
be.
Uh-huh, I'm listening. Well, sorry, do you have me on speakerphone?
Oh, I've got you on just a regular phone.
Can you turn, is there a way you can turn it up a little? Like, I hear you, but it's very low.
Is that better?
Sir?
Is that better?
Yes, sir, that's better. Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I apologize. So, what she was informing me, since the charges are valid on the account, you agreed to the terms and conditions. On both of those charges that came from your account, she told me I can give you a 50% refund back on both charges.
50 is not going to work, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to pay anything more than what I've already paid.
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to be rude to you, but I didn't agree to this. You know, and I don't know what your company policy is, and it really doesn't matter to me, because when I hang up with you, I'm calling back Discovery. I've already made a call to them.
Okay, so when you made a call to them, did you dispute those charges?
Yes, I'm refusing the charges.
No, I'm saying when you first called them, did you dispute the charges?
Yes. And I'm going to call them back if we don't resolve this.
Okay, yes, sir, but since you're saying when you... Okay, give me just a second.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to you, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm really not.
Sir, I truly understand. I deal with it every day. That people is upset about their money for stuff that wasn't... they wasn't aware of it. So I understand. I do not take it personally.
Okay. That's fine.
So you fine. I mean, hey, if that's the way you can get out, so I can understand. You got
to
express that.
I'm not trying to get out anything, ma'am. All I'm trying to do is...
No, I'm saying, if you upset,
yeah.
I do understand. So,
yeah.
Hey,
well,
it's no hard feeling.
Just caught me by surprise, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So since you already dispute those charges with... Discovery, sir, only thing that I can do is advise you, because Discovery will call and, you know, we will communicate and we will talk. And we'll tell them about the terms and conditions on their webpage. So if you would just call Discovery and call us back on three-way and ask Discovery, telling us they're willing to drop those disputes, then we can go ahead and give you a full refund for both of those charges.
Okay. Well, I will call them as soon as I hang up.
And you just call, call us, or you ask, you give Discovery this phone, same phone number that we on now. You give them that, and they'll call us on 3A with you. And as long as they drop those disputes, then I can leave in your notes when you and the bank call back to give you a full refund.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Let me give you your cancellation number as well before we hang up. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, ma'am.
Okay, so I have C as in Charlie, the number 9, the number 7, E as in elephant, 08, 0, E as in elephant, the number 6, the number 7.
The number 6, and then what?
The number 7.
7, got you.
Yes, sir.
Can I call this back up? Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right, C, Charlie, 9, 7, E as in echo. 080 echo 67.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That's all. And your name?
Kenyatta. Kenyatta.
Okay. All righty. That'll work.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Bye-bye.